Okay, moving forward with the intelligence brief. Current AMCON level is 3. First sources, AMRON, General Flynn, North Carolina, ham radio speech. General Michael Flynn spoke to Americans over the Mount Mitchell repeater from Avery, North Carolina, to provide a sit-rep from his aerial reconnaissance and appeal to patriots not to forget those affected by the storm and who will need help through the winter. Listen to RFR podcast to hear audio of General Flynn. It's a Podbean podcast, and if you want to hear it, you can contact me or let me know at the end of this. It's a long website. Anyway, moving forward. I also send this information out in my AMRON newsletter. Second source is Forward Observer Election Roll-Up, EHS sued. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit in the Western District of Texas Federal Court to force the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to turn over the immigration status of 450,000 registered voters in Texas. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose also filed a lawsuit after DHS refused to hand over immigration status information for registered voters who self-identified as non-citizens. Oh, my goodness. Ford? Next source is Knightsbridge Research. Putin considering response if West allows long strikes. Russia's President Putin said Sunday that his Ministry of Defense was exploring ways to respond to the U.S. and NATO if they helped Ukraine strike deeply into his country. The ministry is, quote, thinking about how to respond to the possible long-range strikes on Russian territory. It will offer a range of responses, unquote, Putin said. End of message. Now moving forward to the National Intelligence Bulletin, comes out Friday, the 25th of October, 2024. The news is divided into risk levels. 1 is imminent risk, 2 is elevated risk, and 3 is outlook stable. Starting off at imminent risk is elections. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that Virginia can remove self-identified non-citizens from voter rolls. Officials said incendiary devices used to destroy 3 mail-in ballot drop boxes in Washington and Oregon are connected. Break. Moving to elevated risk, first is food and agriculture. USDA said the first avian flu H5N1 infection was detected in a pig in Oregon. Initial tests show no mutation. Officials are concerned H5N1 could mutate to be more dangerous to humans through pigs. USDA data shows Mississippi River shipping rates increased 55% over a 5-year average due to drought conditions. Break. J.P. Morgan said U.S. water resources are being stressed by AI data center and semiconductor manufacturing growth. Next at elevated risk is energy. Break. The U.S. needs 900 gigawatts of power generation by 2040, and new nuclear power can currently only meet 1% of new power demand. Small modular reactors are unlikely to be commercially viable by 2040. EIA said hydroelectric power generation in the western U.S. dropped to a 23-year low due to ongoing drought conditions. One more break. Actually, probably a couple more breaks. So outlook stable. First is low-intensity conflict. Democrat Socialists of America, the DSA, announced its first 3 post-election organizing events scheduled for Raleigh, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Austin, Texas. This is not riot organizing, but is a first glimpse into political mobilization against a potential Trump administration. Break. Next outlook stable is economy and finance. A Biden transportation official warned of shortage of 160,000 truckers by the year 2031. International Longshoremen's Association and U.S. port owners announced contract negotiations will resume in November. Break. Daybol is also NATO, Russia. Russia conducted a series of intercontinental ballistic missile test launches from fixed land sites and submarines. Putin cited new external threats as the reason. NATO, South Korea, and Ukraine continue to enhance diplomatic and security cooperation in response to North Korean troops potentially entering the war. Break. And last in the stable condition is Indo-Pacific. The Alaskan-based 11th Airborne Division recently held a great power conflict warfighting exercise that included a battalion airborne insertion into Hawaii to simulate a combat jump into Pacific Islands in a war with China. Some 43% of the paratroopers failed to jump due to issues on the C-17 transport aircraft. Break. North Korea tested an ICBM yesterday, culminating in an 87-minute flight, its longest missile flight time ever. End of message. All right, folks, we're going to go to the Channel 3 project now. West 327 runs that. Then I can still take, I'll be standing by for late check-ins, missed check-ins, new check-ins, or whatever, and questions will be afterwards. So hopefully you can all participate in the Channel 3 program. West 327 runs that. The Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. There's Wes, Cameron, Jim, and Roger in the Grants Pass area. Dewey in the Jackson County area, and Forrest or John, and tonight it's going to be 509 doing Klamath Falls area. Break. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Amron check-ins on Monday nights with their IVARC net. So if you're in the Illinois Valley, check in tomorrow night with them. Try and check in tonight to see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just text for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your numbers and tallies to me here. I'll be monitoring this frequency for a while. Remember, the ham simplex is 146.420, and I'll be standing by. Wes, to you, are you there?
Yep, I'm there. Let's see, I will see everyone in the Grants Pass area on Channel 3 first, GMRS Channel 3, that is. Then we'll transition to MERS Channel 3, and finally, if you're licensed, 146.420, back to net control. See you on Simplex. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Wes, and that's for the Grants Pass area. Dewey 605, are you running the Jackson County area tonight?
Yep, this is Dewey 605. I'm running the Jackson County, and I'll start on ham radio 146.42, and that is if you have a license. And then from there, I'll go to MERS and then to Channel 3. So stand by.
All right, thank you. And WRZN 509, you've got the Klamath Falls area, and you'll be taking a GMRS FRS check-ins. Everybody listen for 509 over there in the Klamath Falls area. 509, you may report back to me here when you are done. Thank you. All right, everybody, stay tuned. I'll be closing the net shortly and taking questions. I am monitoring, but I do want to participate in my own Channel 3 project. So everybody head over now. I'm not closing the net yet. Stay tuned. WRKV 487.